to the focus it deserves. The Home Office announced tougher measures to reduce the threat from zombie knives in August, but campaigners say the progress has been too slow. He says they need to be outlawed now.
I'm asking simply to symbolically put an absolute ban on machetes and zombie knives now. Today. Banning zombie knives and machetes isn't going to eradicate the problem, but what it will symbolically say is that our society has no tolerance for it.
Rishi Sunak says he wants to speed up the process of compensating victims of the Post Office Horizon scandal.
This is an absolutely appalling miscarriage of justice. The stories are appalling. People were treated absolutely appallingly. That's wrong, and we should do everything we can to make it right.
The Prime Minister has been speaking in Lancashire about the scandal, which saw more than 700 post office staff convicted of fraud because of faulty software. Ministers are meeting to discuss clearing the names of those who now have a criminal record based on accounting errors made by the programme, which was designed by Fujitsu. After they were banned from forcibly installing prepayment meters, three energy firms are now being allowed to. The regulator says they've met conditions it set out after an investigation found some agents were forcing their way into the homes of vulnerable people last year. Kate Garraway has urged people to hug their loved ones close after speaking for the first time since the death of her husband Derek Draper. The 56-year-old died on Friday. There are warnings that the flooding problems aren't over yet. The Environment Agency says this morning there were 169 flood warnings in place across England and 159 alerts. And finally, it was a decent enough night for the UK at the Golden Globe Awards. British names won in six of the 27 awards up for grabs. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, I just had a message in from Mrs. G. She's based in Brentwood and she said there is a little bit of snow. Is there? I can't see it here. Mind you, I've got... Oh, hold on a minute. Is that a bit of dust going back? Oh, yes. Oh, I thought I just saw a little bit of sleet or snow. Just a tiny little bit. Oh, yeah, there is. Never mind. Temperature today, 3 degrees, sleet, showers and a moderate breeze. So it looks like we are going to get a tiny bit of sleet. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse. And that is your weather for today.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I thought we were going to not get any snow, but you can just see it outside. Just a little smattering of snow outside. Just a little bit sleety. Kind of stuff, you know. It's like, do you know what? Fresh snow. I love fresh snow. It's not that like looking out the window and going, oh, that looks lovely. And it's nice when you go and you're walking on fresh snow. That's lovely. What I don't like is when it's the next day and then the ice compacts and it's slippery and it's all black and it looks and it's horrible. I don't like it then because it's always the thing of like, I'm going to fall over. And I have fallen over before and skidded about on ice and stuff. And yeah, I have got good boots on today, but do you know what? I know it's cold because in the studio, my feet are a little bit cold. As I said, I've got no central heating at home at the moment. And that just reminds me of being a kid and being back at mum dad's house, where I said to you before, you know, we used to have no heating upstairs and it used to be really cold. And you'd wake up and you see your breath, you go, in the morning, think, well, we've got to get out of bed. And then you'd get out of bed, run into the bathroom, which is freezing as well. Freezing as well. But it was one of those things. You just weren't really that bothered. I mean, the bedrooms in my house are pretty warm still. And I've just got a little blanket on the bed as well. But I will have to get something fixed with the heating because I know otherwise the things will freeze up and then it will be even more of an expense. So I'll just have to get something sorted out this week. But I've got a little electric fire and my electric blanket if I need it. And just a little bit of moving around. I've got stuff I've got to do when I get back. So I've got to be a little bit active when I get back and start doing some removing and tidying. I've got a lot of stuff that's got to go to the charity shop. Got a couple of boxes to get in the car to some nice boots as well. I said that last week because Lem done it. And I've got books and things like that, which I'm sorting through at the moment. So just got to get a lot of stuff to the charity shop. Yes. And hopefully not freeze. I had a lovely dinner yesterday, you know. I cooked myself a roast chicken And not a whole roast chicken, like a big leg. And I only thought there was two legs in this packet I got. It was actually four. So it was like, oh, wow. So I put those in the freezer another day. And I cooked two of them. And I just bought some ready-made stuff. I nipped out quite early and just thought to myself, I'm just going to go. I fancy a roast dinner. I didn't want to go out because if you go out for roast dinner, it's quite expensive. And I thought, well, actually, I'll have something at home. So I can have it again today if I want for my tea. I've got a little bit of broccoli bake, some mashed potato. I actually bought pre-made mashed potato, but that was on a special deal because it was, you know, going off. It's probably gone off now. And what else did I get? Yeah, and some peas and broad beans and things. So I might add that. It was really nice yesterday. I enjoyed that. A little bit of cranberry sauce. I eat cranberry sauce all year because I like it with chicken. And if I have lamb, I have to have mint sauce. I once went to a pub where they served up... this is about 20 years ago. It still haunts me. I said, oh, I'll have the roast lamb. It turned up. It was awesome. It just looked amazing. And I said, have you got any mint sauce? And they said, oh, no, we've run out. I just went, I couldn't speak. I couldn't speak. I still ate it, but I ate it in disappointment. Because to me, you have to have mint, not mint jelly, because that, my mum and dad used to love that, and that, to me, is criminal. Whoever made mint jelly should be locked up. But, you know, I had that with... I had the lamb with no mint sauce. I mean, how I survived that, I don't know.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing all right, 'cause I know what it feels like. Time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, do you know what? My hair looks nice today. Just had to share that with you. I'm on radio, so you don't know if I'm lying or not. But it does. It does. I tied it up in a little bun before I went to bed yesterday. I had a really lovely bath. It took about an hour and a half to run. And put in my nice bath stuff I've got. Treat myself. And then did a really good wash of my hair. Really good. And styled it a little bit when I got out of the bath as well, only a little bit. But then I've tied it back in a ponytail, and because my hair's quite frizzy, it's kept it quite sleek. So I woke, when I woke up this morning and took the bun out and went, oh, and sort of shook my hair, went, oh, that looks lovely. I love it when you get freshly washed hair. I've even brushed it a bit today as well, because I'm getting really bad with brushing my hair, and then I end up with knots in the back of my head. It's not good. I think I need to have some sort of form of massage as well. I might treat myself next week or something, once I've sorted out the heating at home. Once I've sorted out the heating, it is something I need to get done. Because it's getting cold, and what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to get problems now because it is getting cold with their heating, and then it'll be difficult to get anybody in to do it. So, I actually had somebody coming in to bleed all the radiators, didn't I? This is so boring to talk about plumbing again. But they did a really good job, and that was all done. So I might get the people who did that to come in and see if they can help with the valve on the boiler. Yeah, if not, I could try and do it myself. What do you reckon? I could order the part because I can find out what make it is, and have a go at doing it myself. Last famous words. Don't try and do it yourself. Don't try and do it. And it's like doing things with the car. You've got to have a specialist to come and do it. Plastering. I've always fancied myself as having to go at plastering, but I did try and put some polyfiller on a wall once, and it was just bumpy. And to do ceilings, I don't know how they do that. That is a skill, doing plastering. It's really hard work. And I don't know how you get it smooth. I mean, it must be, you've got to obviously train for quite a while to get it to work properly. And people who are really good can skim a wall pretty quickly, or ceilings. But I just don't know how they do it. I remember once I was painting my sister's. I said, oh, well, I'll come and help paint. And I was painting the ceiling, and literally I've been doing it for about less than a minute, okay? I'd done some of the walls, that was fine. I had a roller, and I thought, I need to do the ceiling. What I'll do is I'll tie the paintbrush to this stick that I had, and I put it on and tied it round. I think I taped it, did one pass of the ceiling, and the whole coated roller came down and hit me straight in the face and went in my eyes. Here's Diana Ross.
to stay. Trained my whole life just to be.
I just wanna be.
That is the brand new one from The Crown Set with Elvis Is Alive. Now he is faffing around.
You're right there, what are you doing?
Scott Ross is in the studio. Hurrah! And
disappeared. You're right. You looking for a controller?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know where that is. For the TV? No. Oh, yeah, I don't know where that is. I thought you'd be in the studio in the other room, but no.
Well, I have, but it's...
Oh, yeah, talk into the microphone, nobody can hear. Which one are you going to? Go to that one over there. Good morning.
Yes. I've only been here 2 minutes and I've frozen everything.
Now, you said there was... I thought we were going to miss the snowy, blizzardy kind of thing because I saw nothing. And then somebody said it's snowing in Brentwood. I said, no, it's not. And I looked out the window and I thought, oh, hold on a minute. So where you've come from, it's a blizzard.
No. But there was
what you said.
Snow at about 9:15. It was settling on the car.
Oh.
Then it sort of went away. And then just as I was leaving, it came back again. But nothing too bad. But I don't know, it's sort of the odd flake appearing here.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was out in, is it Whitstable? Can't remember.
On the other side of the river.
Yeah. Is it by the coast, isn't it, Whitstable? Is it Whitstable?
Whitstable, what?
Oh, I don't... It's got a nice high street and kind of like by the coast. Is that right?
Well, Whitstable's by the coast, but it's got a nice high street. And I have no idea.
Well, I'm just saying. All right, no need to have a go at me. I was coming back from there last year and it was lovely there. And as coming back on the motorway, it was nearly getting snowed in. And there was cars, you know, on the motorway and they skid about. Oh, it was awful. It made my nerves bad. Because, you know, when you're driving and the car's, like, wandering and the car's up ahead are wandering, I can't bear that. And I thought I was going to be snowed in the car.
I know once or twice I've made the mistake of not properly clearing the roof. Mm. And then when I hit the brake and all the snow's come down over the window. Yes. I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, that is actually illegal. You'll be done.
The back window when I moved away. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yes, yeah, that's a naughty thing. I was saying earlier, I don't mind the fresh snow. It's when it's been compacted and then it's all slip-slidey and, you know, dirty looking.
Yeah.
We don't like dirty snow.
No, we don't like dirty snow. We particularly don't like dirty snow that's icy that you then fall over.
All those things are terrible.
I remember having to pick you up outside the studio.
Yeah, that was... But I've been down the pub. No, I hadn't.
No, you hadn't. You'd come straight off the radio and you went down with a big blonk right outside the door.
Did I really? I can't remember that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I've asked for help before to get into the studio because outside here is a shambolic disaster because there's so many leaves out here. It's really, really bad, not really cleaned up very well out here. And it's quite slippery anyway. But once the snow gets on it, it's not gritted. So you come out of here and you literally go straight across the other side of the car park. it's quite an experience, but never mind. Now, we'll find out what's coming up on your show. But I thought, first of all, I'd play out a song by Basement Jacks called Romeo.
Why not?
You keep on giving me the hold up. You know I wish you'd make your mind up. 'Cause when we're getting on, you're so. You used to be my Romeo. Like a yo-yo. You used to be my Romeo. Let it all go.
Right, that was The Basement Jacks there. Great track. Do you want to have a little chat or do you want me to give you another song? What do you reckon? Are you ready yet? You're not ready, are you?
Yes, yeah, so I can do whatever you like.
What about a song? Anything in particular?
What have you got?
My Way.
Well, I'll take whatever you've got there.
Maybe not. Oh, actually, why don't I play a bit of Duran Duran and then you can come back?
All right. Okay, that's a good song.
Yeah, Black Moonlight. It's good, isn't it? The video for it, it's a little bit strange because it's set in kind of Victoria. I think it's like Victorian times when they used to do seances. You remember it was quite a thing. And they do actually look a little bit dug up. And I don't mean to be horrible because I'm normally really pleasant about people, but it's not that. I think it's the black and white doesn't do many favours.
Oh, right. Okay, well,
how horrible am I today? I've already said about Ricky Gervais, I wasn't that impressed with his new Netflix. I thought it was really funny, and on reflection, I don't think it is that funny. So I'm a little bit controversial there, although I think he's an amazing bloke and very, you know, writes great comedy. I wasn't that impressed with it.
Right, okay.
I feel awful, because now he's going to be listening. He's not going to come on the show.
Well, that's right.
Is that it?
Well, I didn't know what you were going to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do either. I'm feeling very, very 10 to 2 today, as my mum would say.
10 to 2?
I'm at 10 to 2. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm here.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
I should be sick of that song by now, but I'm not, because I love it. That is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight, really harking back to their glory days, but they've never really gone away. Bands go in and out of fashion, as you know, and certain artists, like Tom Jones as well. He's another one that was really popular in the 60s and 70s, 80s, and then he kind of like hit a little bit of a lull, and he's come back again. And actually, if you watch some of Tom Jones, I think he's 81, 82. It's amazing. Some vocalists keep their voices really well, and his voice is incredible, as is Shirley Bassey's. Maybe it's because they're both from Wales. That might have something to do with it. But he's doing a series of gigs at the moment and sounding splendid.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now let's take a look at the roads. Now if you're coming off of the Brook Street roundabout up onto the A1023, there are temporary traffic signals and it's getting very jammed up there on the A1023 London Road at Spittle Lane. And if you're thinking about doing the shortcut, which is what I did this morning, down Wiggly Bush Lane, don't try and turn down Weald Road because there's flooding there. So head up it's the Weald Park Way is flooded, not Weald Park Road, Weald Park Way. So head up Wiggly Bush Lane and then turn off at Weald Road and you can cut round the back that way. That way you'll avoid the A1023 congestion there as well. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a more or less a clear run on that section. At Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy in all directions at the moment, but that just might be sheer weight of traffic. If you're heading up towards the M11, that's a clear run as well. And the A12 is running pretty smoothly. Just got the speed restrictions, 40 mile an hour on the Junction 13 to Junction 16. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they're doing the much needed road repairs. You'll get more traffic and trouble coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
And talking to Scott Ross, he is joining me in the studio. Sat down with the headphones on now, nice and relaxed.
Well, you might get traffic and travel, but I've just realised I've left my traffic and travel report.
No.
I must have left it at home.
Oh, no. What so does that mean? You're going to have to look on the screen like I do and work it out yourself.
Well, I do, but I usually have some pre-prepared stuff, you see, but obviously I've lost that.
Oh, I'm definitely... I always have you on in the car when I drive home, so I'm just going to sit there until you do the travel so I can laugh and then ring you up and say, did you mean to say this?
Quite. There you are. Never mind. What else have we got today? Well, of course, we've... got away from the silly season. Well, I don't know what you call it, a silly season, but all of the Christmas and everything. Well, of course, it was last week was New Year's Day today, and 2 weeks ago was Christmas Day. Anyway, I thought we'd take a look at what things people might now start be looking at, and that's the holidays. So we're going to be looking at that, and we'll also be playing loads and loads of absolutely sensational music, even if we don't have any travel reports.
I'm sure that we will. Now, Not Just Travel are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM, and hopefully we might be speaking to one or two of the people who run the company from a cruise over the next couple of weeks. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, really?
That would really annoy me. I'll be like, oh, what are you calling me? It was my suggestion, actually, but... But tell me about the temperature. Where are you? Looking over what ocean or, you know...
Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise. I do watch a lot of cruise on YouTube just to see what it's like. I don't know whether I'd really like it. And I think the more you spend, probably the nicer the cruise is. I just don't want to be in a floating... To me, being in a floating hotel does sound like a bit of a nightmare because of the amount of people.
That's what I found, actually. I thought it was like being on a glorified cross-channel ferry.
Oh, dear. Whereabouts did you go? It was a cross-channel ferry. No.
Cross-channel ferry,
yeah. So you weren't cruising at all.
It was the Woolwich ferry.
That's not cruising. Tell us, so where did you go? Was it somewhere hot?
I once went to, I think we went down to the Canary Islands. No, we did, I don't know, we went to Portugal.
Oh.
And also nipped across to Amsterdam. And that was a bit silly because we were supposed to go there for the Christmas markets. And we were got there. They said the Christmas markets don't open until next week.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Other than that, we did one up to Norway. Mm. Which is all right, but I'm not that excited by them, to be honest with you.
Did you have a balcony? Was it quite plush?
Yeah, we did have a balcony.
Oh, I know, because you can tell he'd have a balcony because of his speaking voice.
No, we have
a balcony. I get nothing. I just get a shed on the back.
We have a balcony because otherwise my wife won't do that. Otherwise she feels like she's claustrophobic.
Yes. So, some people have the cheaper cabins which are inside. I don't know if you know about cruising. Because I love what I do is I get obsessed with things and I watch loads of stuff. Then I move on to the next subject. And a lot of people do the cheaper cabins which are inside with no windows. I don't think I could do that.
Well, also, you've got to be very careful, because even if you go for one of the outer cabins, you could, if you're not careful, pick one that's got the lifeboat hanging outside and
yes.
you can't see a thing.
Yeah, the guys that I was watching this morning, and I can't remember their names, they cost them £4,000 for this trip, okay?
Yeah.
And that's quite reasonable, actually, for a cruise. It's quite difficult to book them, but not just travel. If you're listening in Brentwood, you can ring them and they'll do the whole thing for you, because when
yeah.
you go onto the sites, they're so difficult. By the time you've got the cabin and the drinks package and all of it, it gets too confusing. Anyway, their cabin was on the basically the same level as the deck, so it had a balcony, beautiful looking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then people were leaning up against their window in the deck chairs, and they paid £4,000. So you're sitting in your little balcony,
yeah.
and then below you, you can see the heads of the people sat there on the
yeah.
deck chairs
yeah.
they put across. Unbelievable. I mean, you'd go mad. I mean, it's just, it's bad enough they're walking by. See, what they did, they booked a cabin, but they didn't know what cabin they were going to get, so it
yeah,
made it slightly
yeah.
cheaper. But how awful that you've got people leaning up, and it's a glass, smoked kind
yeah,
of glass,
yeah, yeah.
and you can see the outline of people's heads.
Well, there you are.
Terrible, isn't it? Oh. I won't say which cruise liner it was, but anyway.
Well, it happens on any vessel if you don't choose very carefully what your cabin is or whatever.
I mean, I remember when I was in Greece, I saw J.K. Rowling's boat.
Yeah.
She's got, I think the speedboat she got, which is wooden, is from one of the James Bond films. It
right.
is the boat, so it's worth a fortune, like millions. But you couldn't get near it. We went past on like a boat, and they're going, that's J.K. Rowling. You could see people standing outside just glaring at us, because you weren't allowed to get within a certain amount of distance, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought, that's what I call cruising. So you've
yep.
got loads of staff. There's only me there eating loads of food. Surrounding myself with models,
yes.
that's what I would do, so I felt better about it. All being nice to me, and all saying, Michelle, you're so wonderful, you're so great. Yeah, thank you, I know. That's my type of cruise. That's my, yeah. And my boyfriend would be, I don't know, about 21 years old and sort of really handsome, and obviously I'd make him feel sick, but he'd have to be nice to me because I'm super rich. You know, that kind of thing.
Why would you make him feel sick?
Well, he wouldn't want to go out with me, really, or be anywhere near me. But because I'm super rich, he'd have to be nice to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
He'd have to go, good morning, gorgeous, you look amazing. And I think to myself, no, I don't, I look awful. But you're only saying it because I'm giving you money, and that'd be fine.
Just as long as the dosh doesn't run out.
Exactly, I'm just daydreaming. Shall I play some music?
I think you should.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, I was talking about him earlier, the one and only Tom Jones, so I'm going to play a song by him and ending with the Beach Boys as well. Stay tuned because the one and only Scott Ross is up next. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. I'll be back tomorrow from 10.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual. You want to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual. You want to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Getting real.
'cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around, round, round, I get around. 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 Get around, round,
round. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.